Welcome to If You Even Care, episode 4. Thank you. If you've seen all 4 of them, I'm pretty sure on your punch card, you're going to have one more space left and then you get a free sandwich. I don't really know who you're supposed to go to for the free sandwich. The fifth hole punch aspect, that's kind of out of my hands. There's probably going to be like an email in the description, somebody you could write to in a different department, get in touch with somebody else for that kind of thing. It's not what I do. It's not what I'm here for. Big news, Sabrina Carpenter is in the Fortnite store. So if you are watching this the same day that I put it out, go ahead and get her. Actually, I'm pretty sure she's in there right now. I could be completely wrong about that. I'm pretty sure she is in the Fortnite store as of right now. So big things. I don't really know what that means for the rest of us, but it's big for sure. I always wonder if people really know what they're signing up for when they approve having a skin of themselves in the Fortnite store. Do you really know all of the dance moves that you're about to do? Because it's not all hitting the quan. There are some that are a little sinister and people get real creative with how to use them. I dabble in Fortnite here and there. I've never been good at it. I'm also not horrible at it. That's a pretty big gray area, but I'm somewhere in the middle of those two things. Most of the time I'm remixing songs, and then the rest of the time I'm driving the getaway car. Occasionally I shoot a gun, but you'd actually be surprised how often I win. Because I'm surprised how often I win. I don't think people are very happy when I win in Fortnite because they see how I had 2-3 kills that game. And they probably punch their computer monitor or maybe a hole in their wall. So I'm really sorry if I ever beat you because I probably didn't deserve it. It's a lot of third partying. It's a lot of waiting things out. It's a lot of, you know, fucking around. So I'm really there to dance and I'm there for the music. I'm there for the vibes. I'm there for the colors. And the gun thing, I get it. I try. It's not really my thing. I like to drive. I get stressed out. I want to clock into Fortnite and just take a drive. Really could use that right now because outside is disgusting. I really do hate how connected my day and my mood is to the weather. I know I'm not the only person. I feel like most people are like that. But it's annoying because on a day like today, when I look outside, living my Bridgerton fantasy, I guess, because it's fucking millennial gray, I'm like, everything is wrong and nothing's ever been right. I mean, would you mind if I bitched for a moment? Just a moment. And then you can have your turn. And then we'll kind of just, you know, get it off our chest and then we can move past it. I'm getting comboed right now. Axe kicked by this gray fucking sky. Uppercutted by the fact that I can't go for a walk right now because it's too rainy. The cherry on top, PMS. So not a good time for me. It just sucks because I know that if we have a nice day tomorrow and I go for a walk, I'm going to get a 24-hour long happy mood lit and I'm going to be fine. It's going to be like none of this happened. I'm going to be like, I love life. I see the beauty in everything. I love my friends. I love my family. I'm never going to die and neither is anybody that I love. But right now, while it's disgusting outside, I just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's really bad because I can't use the natural daylight in the house, which means I have to use the big light. The big light, we won't go there right now. I feel very strongly about the big light. And now you can have a moment. What's going on with you? Oh, okay. Well, obviously, you know, I don't know what you said. You probably didn't say anything at all. But if you were thinking of something, if you just thought for a moment about what you would say, if you could respond, if this was a back and forth conversation, then like, fuck, you know? And I'm sorry. But it's all going to get better because the sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar, I think, is the next line. The second thing I wanted to get to, I didn't forget when you guys were sacrificing your moms to Young Gravy. I remember. That was fucked up. Why'd you guys do that? And when I say you guys, it's going to be a lot of you that I'm not talking to, but there's a chance that there's one of you that I am talking to. Why'd you do that? When people were posting videos of their sweet mothers on TikTok and tagging Young Gravy and saying, hey, Young Gravy, look at my mom. Isn't she so fuckable? Yeah, you guys were going on TikTok and offering up your mom's holes on a silver platter to Young Gravy? Why'd you do that? Did your moms even know what was going on? That trend, there's two things that stick out in my mind whenever I think about like a TikTok that is like, I'm being the friend that's too woke in that moment. Something about like people posting their mom and the mom kind of has no clue what's going on. It's not in a funny way, or it's like supposed to be funny, but it's like people posting their almond mom, not the ones that like push them into eating like an almond mom, you know, not the ones that put the eating disorders on their kids, but the ones that just obviously have an eating disorder when they post them on TikTok to like be like, look at what my almond mom eats. And it's like one piece of keto bread. I don't know. It just makes me sad. And also, I remember a TikTok where it was somebody's grandmother. It was posted to be funny, and I'm not, I get why it would be funny to some people. It just did not hit that way for me. It was someone's grandma. She was an older woman, and she was saying something about wanting to die already. And I get the humor of it is that it seemed like it was totally out of place. It was like a really random thing for her to say. And it's like, oh my God, grandma, why are you saying that? It's crazy. But that, like, when I'm having one of my moments, like I've been having for the past couple of days, where it's gray outside and for some reason I keep listening to the Chicks cover of Landslide, I'm all fucked up and I go, I'm going to run through a couple sad scenarios in my head. I'm going to go in the shower. I'm going to cry a little bit. That is one of those things that comes to mind that just makes me so sad. But sacrificing your mom's Young Gravy was up there too. Something about that didn't sit right with me. And you could tell there were some that were in on the joke. And you could tell there were some that weren't. Which I can only imagine that those people who poor mothers, like, who's Young Gravy? Is that a friend of yours? And they're like, mom? No, he's a rapper. Can you just go put on that milkmaid dress I laid out for you, mom? Just go put on the bodycon dress. Go put on the Fashion Nova dress, okay? And then when I say, look at my mom, Young Gravy, you're going to go, hi, Young Gravy. Just need you to do that for me, okay? Just go put on the milkmaid dress. It makes me a little sad. You guys were drawing a fucking pentagram on the ground and channeling Young Gravy to come take your mothers. Why was that? Just, what did you get out of that exchange? Yeah, like a little bit funny, I get it. But some of it just seemed like, I don't know, little like pimping out your mom to Young Gravy. I wasn't a fan of that trend. And what did he even do to earn that? What did he do to earn your mother? He just said, he made a joke or a tweet or put it in a song or somewhere. He said something about MILFs and then people were like, we have to feed him. We have to feed the beast. We have to give him our MILFs. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to take part in that trend. Your poor mom Some of them were really gorgeous, but that wasn't right. She even know who the fuck that is? She even know Mr. Clean? Would she think it's annoying? Would she think it's annoying, that song? You still posting her in the bodycon dress? I don't know. That was not okay. Speaking of not okay, the reason my voice, if you're like, oh, her voice is sounding a little more tolerable or maybe less tolerable than usual, that's because I lost a little bit screaming Pink Pony Club at the bar the other night. You get what you get with the DJs around here. I go out, I want to dance. When I was younger, it was go out in a tight little Windsor number, a tight little Windsor dress. I can't breathe. I'm not comfortable. And if somebody offers me a seat, I'm going to go, that's okay. I actually like to stand. I don't like to stand. I just can't sit right now. And we'd stand and we'd have dollar drinks before midnight, dollar well drinks. And we'd go, I don't really know why we're out. But it's a ritual that we have to do. We have to perform the ritual. We have to go out after we get off our serving shifts. And we have to get in that Windsor dress. We have to go to the bar. And I didn't have fun. There were some fun nights, but a lot of it was like, why are we doing this? You know, why are we even here? Now, years later, I have fun going out because it's about a story. It's about the strange people that you meet at the bar and that come and interact with you and you don't really get a say in the matter. It's about the jokes the next day. It's about hearing your favorite song the one time the DJ actually plays your request. That's what it's about. It's about a Wawa sandwich at 2:30 in the morning on the night that you remembered to use your micellar water and knowing the next day that you are going to rehash every single interaction that you had that night, and it's gonna hit just as hard as it did when it happened. That's what it's all about. But I did get to hear Pink Pony Club in a bar where I normally never hear a song that I want to hear. It's something, you know, they threw me a bone. I heard it twice, actually. Played two different times at two different bars. That does not usually happen over here. These DJs, I think they're trolling most of the time because it's some fucked up Nirvana Pitbull mix and they look like they're fucking Fred again at a Boiler Room set. Like they're so locked in playing the worst mashup I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not just shitting on these guys. I get it. I don't know how to DJ. I'm sure it's a little bit more difficult than it looks. I just know that what I'm hearing is objectively bad. And you look around and everybody's staring at the DJ because they're all like, "What? Why are you doing that? We just want to and play the song that you, when you see everybody singing, you see how everybody's singing right now and they like the song you're playing? Let it play out a little bit longer, okay? Let Nokia play a little bit longer. This DJ did that. It was a really rare night. But one of the randoms who interacted with us, this girl must have been talking to this guy and they're both a little fucked up. He comes over to me and my group and he was like, he's fucked up. Like he's talking like, you know, fucked up white guy, not really making any sense. He comes over, he starts talking about how the girl that he's with, and yes, he is pointing at her, and yes, she is only a couple of feet away, sitting in a booth in the corner, completely by herself, and watching him talk to us, he's pointing over at her and going, oh, she's really shy, really quiet, you know, I want to have fun and like, you know, have a fun night, and you know, I want her to talk to people, but she's really shy. Which if somebody's really shy, what you're doing right now, if we could just take a second, really process what's going on. You are putting her in maybe the most uncomfortable position that she could be in by going up to a bunch of strangers who were in the middle of their own conversation and suddenly making them focus all of their attention on her because obviously he's pointing at her. We're all turning and looking to see who is he pointing at. And she sees us looking and she looks down at the table Because what the fuck are you supposed to do? My friend goes over, starts talking to her. Because we're all just like, hi, like trying to make it less awkward somehow by like waving at her and being like, hi, trying to seem friendly. Like he didn't just go up to a bunch of assholes who were going to be like, oh, fucking care, you know, trying to be nice. She goes over to her and comes back and says, yes, yeah, she just wants to go home and fuck. She doesn't want she doesn't want to be here. She's confused about why he's dragging this out. But he wants to have a wild, crazy night. Buys one of the people in our group a shot for no reason. I think we lied and said it was his birthday, but it was actually somebody else's birthday. Just crazy bar humor, you know? Just one of the crazy things you do when you're going out drinking. Can't take us anywhere. He buys the guy a drink. Our shot goes back to the girl, and they are, now it looks like they're arguing maybe, going back and forth a bit. What do you want out of tonight? What are you looking to do? Where we were was normally pretty busy. It wasn't that night. So he went up to like the one kind of full table and just tried to make something happen at the expense of this young woman who she just wants to smash. Why? What's going on? Is that what you want at the end of the night? Because I'm watching him fumble. It's in his hands and he's just tossing it around. I don't know. Even if you don't want to go home with her, because you don't have to go home with her. You guys don't have to smash. But why are you coming up to strangers and like, what are we going to start doing? Body shots on the bar? What was the goal? I don't know. But you got to respect a guy who just comes over, buys somebody a shot, and then bounces. Just goes, you know, just paying it forward or whatever. Okay. I've been watching Temptation Island on Netflix. I'm not new to Temptation Island. I've watched it before it was on Netflix. That's one of those shows that I can't wrap my head around why you would apply. There are a lot of those shows that make me feel that way. Love Island, I get it. If you're going on there single, you know, whatever. Love is Blind. Makes sense. Go on there genuinely looking for a connection. Most of those people have a career already and they're, you know, a little bit older, at least like late 20s to 30s most of the time. I get it. Temptation Island? And I'll break it down for you if you don't know what it is. But before I do that, I really want these reality show producers to stop trying to pitch things to us like they're good for people. They're trying to pitch Temptation Island and The Ultimatum and all these reality shows like these couples are going to gain so much clarity from this situation. They're going to go into this, you know, and the thing is that they're always single, right? As soon as they go on the show, they're single. They're not single because if they come out of this meeting a new person, they're going to have to go through a breakup with the person that they came there with because they're not actually broken up. They are both keeping this hope alive, or at least one person is, that they're going to come out of this and be together. So, no, they're not really single. But they try to make it seem like they're going to gain something from this. They're going to gain 25K on Instagram. They're going to gain, I don't know, a Tide deal. Maybe get a few more hits on their TikTok shop. A nice little 1K per episode, perhaps. You know, per episode that they appear on. But what they're not going to gain is some kind of fucking life-altering, like, you know, come to Jesus moment where they're like, I have got to stop cheating on people. It really took coming on this show where I cheated on my girlfriend to realize I've got to stop cheating. Yeah. Connecting the dots. Like, it's not, we're watching it because it's like we're watching a train wreck. And we can't tear our eyes away. We're watching it because we're cleaning our house on a Sunday and it's on, you know, the front page of Netflix. Okay. We're not watching it because we're like interested in seeing how these people evolve. It's just the most like, you know, animalistic part of us that just wants to observe chaos. What we're actually watching is mostly women being psychologically tortured in front of like, you know, six camera people. That's what it is. That's what it always has been. That's what it always will be. People do not have to go on the ultimatum to figure out if they should marry each other. Go to couples therapy. Go to the movies on a nice night. Take an edible. Go to the movies and, you know, giggle the whole time. Go on a little date. Reconnect. You don't need to go on a reality show to fix your relationship. It's never what it's about. But to get into Temptation Island specifically, a bunch of couples where 9 out of 10 times, one of the people is cheated on the other. 8 out of 10 times, that would be the man. And they're going to be tempted by a bunch of single people who are living on the island with them. They're going to go on dates together. They're going to live with them. And obviously these people that are there to tempt them are going to say and do all the right things and seem like, you know, the ideal person. They're going to seem perfect in comparison to their, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend that they've been with for all these years, and they know all their faults, and they obviously have some kind of issues in their relationship if they're coming on the show. So in comparison, these people seem perfect. They're going to live with, I think it's 12 people, the opposite sex, and they have to see if, well, the thing is that they have to be tempted and resist that temptation, but also they're single. So why would you have to if you're single? Doesn't make any sense, because they're not really single. They're not really broken up. It's just ridiculous. We don't even have to include that. Just keep it at, you're going in this house full of people. Don't cheat. And they'll go, okay. And then they'll cheat. Most of them are there because they cheated in the first place. Then they're like, well, I really want him to not cheat on me. And I want us to get married. I'm ready to settle down. So he's going to cheat on her again, but on camera. And then she's going to have to decide whether or not she can deal with that. Two guys on the show from the season on Netflix cheated. And one guy got into a whole new relationship. Another guy just kind of flirted a lot, but it kind of seemed like the girl that he was interested in wasn't really like feeling him. So I don't think that it went further, because I don't think that he had anybody that was feeling him the same way. So I don't think that there was like an opportunity to see what would have happened, because nobody was being tempted by him. But one of the guys that cheated has a threesome in the bathroom. First, he opens the door, right? When these two girls are in the bathroom, there's cameras everywhere. There's a camera in the bedroom. He stands there in the doorway for like an entire minute, just looking out as if he's trying to see if somebody can see him, if one of the cameras can see him. They can, because you're on a reality show and you're doing the exact thing that they want you to do. So they're going to show it. So the camera's picking up him doing this. They're all wearing their microphones still. So when he's in the bathroom, it's pretty obvious what's happening. And then when he's done with the threesome, he tells you in the confessional that he had a threesome and he has no regrets about it. And he's actually glad that he did it, because he's been wanting to do that. And it's actually better for his relationship that he did it. And he feels like his girlfriend coming out of this is going to actually be really glad that he told her up front that he did that, because women really appreciate honesty. So if you tell a woman not my words, his, if you tell a woman that you're going to step out on them. They really like that. Because at least you're telling them. Right. And it's just written by a woman. Truly, he was written by a woman. It's like, it's Rhysand in the flesh. It's watching Bridgerton. It's, how does he even have that kind of insight into how we think? Who told him? Somebody cooked here. Who told him that women don't care if you cheat on them as long as you're honest? Oh, and the most important thing probably would be that it's a physical connection and not an emotional one. Because women are emotional creatures. So they only care about physical cheating. Now, if it was emotional, if you guys told each other your favorite color and said, you know, that you think each other is cute. Women don't like that. Asking each other about your day, that's where we start to go kind of cuckoo bananas, right? That's where, you know how crazy we get. The worst part of this is that she stayed with him. This is the kind of show where I can't watch the final episode. On Temptation Island, they show at the bonfires, which is when they gather with the host, who is an absolute doll. Mark Wahlberg, not the one that committed hate crimes and wakes up at 2 a.m. There's another Mark Wahlberg. He's great. He is very emotionally intelligent. He's almost like a father figure to these girls. It's very, very sweet what he does for them. Because this is obviously a good gig for him. He's very good as a host. But it's, you can kind of tell that this guy is not really approve of the kind of shit going on in the show. He's very real with everybody, including the men. But he's very sweet to the girls when they're going through it, because just about every single bonfire, they are being shown footage of their boyfriend cheating on them and crying. And he's kind of talking them through it in a very, very, like, honest way, trying to, like, you know, tell them, basically, is this what you want? You know, look at what he's doing. So one girl gets cheated on, refuses to go back with the guy, at least on the show. I can't watch the final episode of these shows because they're heartbreaking. After all these bonfires where they're being shown this footage of the other person doing them dirty, at the very end of it, they have to decide if they're going to stay with that person or leave with somebody else. I can't watch that happen, which I know sounds stupid because I've watched the whole show up until that point. I'm like that with a lot of things. This show, I can't do it because I can't handle seeing them possibly stay with these people. If they've been cheated on, I can't see them get back with the other person. It just sucks too bad. But I'm one of those people, I drag out the last like 50 pages of a book. Or I won't watch the last episode of a show. If it's like a long movie series that I love, I will watch the last movie one time and that's about it. And then I will watch the first couple and skip the last one. I just don't like endings. I don't like the end of stuff. We don't have to get into that. I don't know what that's about. So I cannot sit through the final episode of this show. But I kind of, through TikTok, know what happened. And the one that got cheated on with the guy that had the threesome stayed with him, even though he said he had no regrets. And I'm pretty sure she's getting it bad on social media right now, which is so weird. I don't understand people that go, like, watch a reality show and then go on the profile of these people and write these paragraphs of like tearing them apart, every aspect of their personality, not even the people that like did something really crazy. Cause even that is just, it still doesn't make sense. It's still too much. You should be able to watch a show as an adult and go, this is a reality show. I'm going to watch it and then walk away from it. You can follow the people on social media if you're interested, if you like their personality, even if you hated their personality, you want to hate follow them. But these long paragraph comments are just ridiculous. And I can't imagine wasting that kind of energy on something like this, on this random fucking person on a reality show. But anyway, she is getting like a lot of nasty comments from like what I've been seeing on TikTok. I've seen it kind of trending that people are being kind of nasty to her. And it's like, I understand, I'm also frustrated by her choice. But then what you do is you turn the show off and you go watch another show. That's kind of the great thing about a subscription, is you paid all this money, and it's not cheap, for this fucking streaming service where you can go watch something else afterwards. But some people cannot help but get super involved, and they need this person to know that they have analyzed them, and they need to tell them how they feel about them. I can't even explain to you just how badly I would not be able to handle that, how that would send me to a padded room. That's just a lot to do to anybody. Even the villains of the show, like, they're assholes. This guy's an asshole. He cheated on his girlfriend. The way that he was speaking about, you know, women in general, he was very weird and rude to some of the women on the show. The whole reason he even went on, I guess, was because he has a lot of platonic female friends. I hate using female to talk about women, but that's what they said in the show. And she wanted to be more comfortable with it. So in order to be more comfortable with it, she wanted to see that he could be around women and not act on urges. Hey, he did, and he probably has been the whole time. He's a dick. But I don't need to find his Instagram and tell him that. That's just where we're going too far. So can't say I understand the decision to even go on a show like this in the first place. I think there could be a reality show called Friend Fuck Island. You know, it has to be an island. They're always on an island. You're going to Fiji, where you and your partner are going to live in separate homes with a few other couples whose boyfriends have also cheated on them. So now they're here to mend their relationship. And in order to do so, every night you're going to gather and watch footage of your partner fucking your best friend. And then there's going to be an elimination, because there's always an elimination. There's even an elimination on Temptation Island. Who fucking cares who's getting eliminated? Out of a whole group of women, whole group of men that are there just to tempt the people, like the couples that are there, who cares who gets eliminated? The stakes could not be lower. Don't care. But there has to be an elimination. So somebody's getting eliminated. Maybe one of the friends that they're fucking. You have to choose which of your friends that you're watching your partner have sex with at the bonfire gathering is going to get voted off the island. Fuck. And you know what? People would sign up for it. I firmly believe that they would sign up for it. And then something always comes out after the show airs where it's like, well, we actually broke up and then he asked me to get back together to go on the show. Or, yeah, she actually, like, you know, asked me if I want to go on here, even though we hadn't been together for very long. We lied about how long we were together. I don't care. Why would you even admit that when you got on the show already? As if you're not getting enough heat from all these people, these parasocial weirdos that are sending you like death threats and like commenting MLA format essays underneath a picture of you against a palm tree. You want to add more fuel to the fire? Why? I'll never understand it. But people would sign up for Friend Fuck Island. I know it. Yeah. They'd sign up for it. And then, imagine the drama. Now, if there's another season, will I watch it? Yeah. I'll watch it. I hate it. I watch it and I'm mad. I'm wagging my finger at the TV. But I'm watching it. I'm a part of it. I get it. I get the appeal. I love reality TV. The way that I watch reality TV is different than the way that every other person in the world watches reality TV. Much like the way that I listen to music, like the way that I enjoy my favorite things, it's completely different. I couldn't even begin to explain it to you. It's just different somehow. I like the people that are like, I'm analyzing. I'm like people watching the show. That is exactly what it is. It's what all of it is. That's all that it's supposed to be, is just people watching. Because we all love a little bit of drama. It's like hearing a secret. It's a great feeling. And you get to walk away from it because it's not your own. So you get that little hit of dopamine without actually having to be involved. All of my shows are coming to an end. I'm devastated. I'm truly in pieces. I know it seems like I'm holding it together, but I'm not. In here, I'm not okay. Severance, White Lotus, done. Redunzo. And I'm not happy about it. I did not see the final episode of White Lotus yet. It aired yesterday. When I'm recording this, it aired yesterday. So I'm watching it tonight. And I'm pretty sure I know what happens. I've seen so many theories throughout the season that it feels like a spoiler. I see theories that are so good that I'm like, I get mad at the person because I'm like, you just ruined it for me. This isn't even a theory video. You just spoiled the whole fucking season for me. So good. Everything that I've been watching recently has been really good, except for Temptation Island. That's the show that I watch, and I know it's bad. I'm fine with it being bad. But I'm at a loss. I don't even know. I'm about to continue the Game of Thrones rewatch that I've been on. It's just, I get super invested in it. And I was late to Game of Thrones. When I got into it, it was like there was nobody I could talk to about it because it's, you know, been done. Wasn't really like into fantasy, and now I'm really into it, like a little too into it. So yeah, recommendations. I love reality TV show recommendations, but if you are also like White Lotus, Severance, you kind of get the you know, I like the thrillers, you know, I like when shit builds up a bit to a climax, if you will, and you have a recommendation, please let me know. I will watch it. I tried Paradise, so please don't say Paradise. I gave it a real fair shake. I saw the reviews. The reviews were fantastic. And I tried more than halfway through the show. I hated it so much. I liked the concept. The writing sucked. It sucked and it blew. It was like very CW. But if you have a recommendation, let me know. Let your girl know. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd really appreciate if you could leave a review wherever you happen to be listening, if that's Spotify, Apple, not YouTube, because YouTube, it's more of a liking and commenting kind of system. Subscribing and hitting the bell, perhaps. But yeah, that's it for this week. Bye.